This is Randy, and you're listening to The Beauty Brains, where real scientists answer your beauty questions, for Tuesday, November 5th, 2013. Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Randy Schuler, co-founder of The Beauty Brains, and I'm here with my partner, Perry Romanowski. Say hello, little Perry.
Hello, everybody. Or hello, little Perry.
Yeah, there you go. Get the joke. Come on.
Yeah, got it.
So, Perry, last week we were talking about some scary Halloween stories, so I just thought we'd follow up. I just wanted to see how your Halloween was. Did you dress up? Did you get trick-or-treaters? What'd you do?
Well, I'm actually having a hard time talking because my teeth hurt from so much candy. You know, I'm actually on this, I've had to reduce my candy intake because last year I had almost 250 candy bars. So this year I only get one candy bar a month.
So those 250 were, that was all from Halloween?
No, just over the course of the year, I had almost had a candy bar every day.
It's a little unusual that someone would measure that.
I keep track of a lot of stuff. Although I should point out that I had all these candy bars, I didn't really gain any weight, and I got no acne last year.
Wow. We should do an episode on does chocolate cause acne? That would be a good question.
That is a good question.
So back to the Halloween thing for a second. I just want to follow up. In that last episode, we talked about the toxic Halloween makeup post on HuffPo. And I had taken, summarized our discussion on the subject and put together a comment that I put up on HuffPo. It was very respectful. You know, I thanked the author for, raising awareness of lead poisoning. And then I went ahead to point out some of the issues that we felt had some scientific inaccuracies, and then I provided some links to references for her to look at. And that comment stayed up, a few days, and suddenly now that has disappeared. So I think we, the Beauty Brains, may be a victim of censorship.
I think that happens on the HuffPo a little bit. They're more into sensationalist news than they necessarily are in getting everything accurate.
Well, it was kind of upsetting. But anyway, so, all right, so enough about last week. Why don't you tell the folks what we're talking about this week?
Well, this week we got a question in about salon hair products and whether the quality of both the ingredients and the products are the same as the kind of things that you can buy in a store.
Oh, and where does that question come from, by the way?
Well, it comes from our new book, of course, which is It's Okay to Have Lead in Your Lipstick.
And Answers to Other Beauty Questions You're Dying to Know. So you can find a discussion of this week's question in the book.
And you can get the book on Amazon and through our website and anywhere that books are sold online anyway.
So on that, what's that Apple thing, that little music player they have?
I think it's on there. That's iTunes, right? You Apple fanboy.
Yeah, right. I've heard of that. So what's the question, Perry?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Randy. Here is the question. Raylena asks, she was talking with her hairdresser, and the hairdresser suggested that she uses this Oribee product, which they sold at the salon. Of course. I told her that I was very well pleased switching off between my Aveeno and Garnier products and asked her what was so special about Oribee line of hair care products that justified the price outside of the smell and the pretty bottle. And she told me that Oribee is made with premium grades of the basic ingredients such as surfactants and silicones, and that the silicones, in drugstore products were made with cheaper, inferior, weaker silicones and sulfates. And so while I understand that there are different types of silicones, I'm sure that they all work a little different. However, I always thought good old dimethicone would be the same at a big company as it would be at a salon. So is there really any truth to this quality different grades of raw materials?
So let me get this straight. So her stylist is telling her that buy the product from the salon because the quality of the ingredient in the salon formula is better than the quality of the ingredient in the cheaper formula.
Right. It's kind of like the argument that, you should go to a restaurant because the quality of the food there is probably going to be better than what you could buy at a grocery store and you can make yourself.
So maybe the stylist thinks that buying cosmetic ingredients is like going to the gas pump where you can buy the regular grade, the mid grade, or the or the premium grade. You know, unfortunately, it doesn't work that way in cosmetics. You know, the other interesting thing about this question is that it's almost the flip side of the question that we usually get about salon products, right? So usually people say, are salon products better than drugstore products? And when we've answered that question in the past, we'll say, well, look at the ingredients. And in many cases, you'll see, you know, just looking at the back of the bottle, that the majority of the ingredients in any given salon product could be very similar to those in any given drugstore product. So now they're saying, okay, sure, the ingredients are the same, but the quality of those ingredients is different, and that's why the salon product is better.
Right, that's an interesting perspective on that. Unfortunately, it's wholly wrong.
You know, I was thinking how we could actually prove this, and we could. I mean, we could, you know, contact raw material suppliers, and if they would agree to let us post a copy of their price sheets online, you could see that indeed there isn't a special salon grade that you can pay more for and get. Now, unfortunately, while that's true, no company is going to let us post their price sheets online because that would give their competition an unfair advantage. But that would be the proof to really answer this question definitively.
Yeah, but the thing is, you could just look at their product offering. They don't really offer a higher grade dimethicone versus a different grade. They offer different grades of dimethicone based on viscosity, but anybody, any company could use any of those.
Well, that's really a key point, because I could see somebody arguing this point might say, you know, but there are different kinds of dimethicone, and that's true. And in fact, some work do work better than others. I know we used to use a particularly high viscosity grade of dimethicone because we found that it would deposit on hair better and leave it smoother and shinier. But again, any company, regardless of whether they're salon owned or a quote unquote drugstore brand, is free to buy any of those grades of materials. So this is just simply not true.
And the other thing that's interesting about salon products is a lot of them are made by the same companies who make your products in your regular store. For example, L'Oreal makes a lot of different salon-only products, and they call them salon-only. But they're using the same ingredients. Basically, they're using the same ingredients that they use for making their store brand L'Oreal products.
That's true, and just so people understand the mechanics of that, when, you know, the products themselves, now I'm talking product versus formula, it may be a salon-only product. In other words, you know, that formula with those featured ingredients in that color and that fragrance in this kind of bottle can only be found in the salon. That's true. But it's also true that the basic formula, the guts of what makes the thing work on your hair or on your skin or whatever, could be nearly identical to a product that they sell in drugstores for much less.
Yeah, that kind of gets into that whole issue of diversion. And diversion is the notion that you'll find a salon brand product in a regular store, and that has somehow been diverted from a salon because it's only supposed to be sold exclusively at the salon. It's been somehow diverted to Target or Walmart or your regular grocery store. And some people claim that those diverted products are not as good as the same product that you can buy in a salon.
In reality, those salon companies welcome that diversion because of the cash inflow.
Well, they don't say they welcome the diversion. In fact, a lot of them will say that they don't want that diversion.
Well, of course, because it tarnishes that salon-only image. But the bottom line is that the drugstore chain could not be getting that product if it didn't come somewhere from the salon.
Right. If a salon brand wanted to stop that kind of diversion, they could do it.
They could. Now, don't confuse that with counterfeit products, and that is a legitimate problem. You'll see, usually these things come in from China, where they'll mimic the package and the formula and sell an inferior product for less. But counterfeit is different than a diverted product.
The other thing I want to point out is that a lot of these salon brands are made by smaller companies. And smaller companies will often employ what are known as contract manufacturers. And these are just companies that all they do is they produce stock formulas, and they'll put it the formula in whatever bottle you want. They'll put whatever name on it. And all kinds of companies can use this. And that's different from a big brand that has their own manufacturing capabilities, and they have their own research and development departments. These smaller brands often will not have even their own cosmetic chemists. What they'll do is just hire somebody from a contract manufacturer. So you're not necessarily getting the most research behind these formulations. And I'm not saying that the formulations are necessarily worse than what you're going to get in a general store. But there's certainly no evidence that they would be better, and there's no reason to think that they would be better.
Yeah, you are such a shill for the big cosmetic companies.
I'm not. I do not work for any cosmetic company. I just care about the beauty brand listener and, you know, consumers in general, because I think when you're spending a lot of money on a hair care product, you might not have to do that. You might be perfectly happy with something that you can get at your local Target.
Well, that's a great way to sum it up. We're all about trying to make people smarter beauty consumers. So to answer Raylene's question, she can go back to her stylist and point her back to this podcast or to our book and tell her with confidence that it's not true that salons are able to buy a more expensive, better quality of ingredient. So that myth, I think we've successfully busted.
And I think rather than buying the product from your stylist because they're going to get some money on the sale, just give them a little extra tip.
Okay, there you go.
All right, that looks like it's coming to the end of the show here, huh?
I think so. Yeah, so let's conclude by reminding people where they can get our book. And it's okay to have lead in your lipstick.
And answers to other beauty questions you're dying to know.
And it's available through our website, through Amazon.com, through iTunes, just about any place.
Except BarnesandNoble.com. Yeah.
BarnesandNoble.com, just about any place you want to buy. Whatever format you care to read it in, it's available for you. And also, we would invite everyone to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We do the social media thing. And lastly, we would love to hear what you think of these podcasts. This is our third episode now?
It is our third episode, yeah. We've gotten some questions or some comments through our Twitter feed, which is great. We love that. Right. But, you know, we're looking for questions, for suggestions, maybe some bits. I think, you know, we should get to a point where we can have people phone in questions. Maybe not during the show, but we could record their voice and play it.
That would be great. And where would you like people to direct those questions to us? How can they get in touch with us?
Well, at the moment, you can go to our blog, thebeautybrains.com, and we have a button there that says post a question.
Excellent. All right. Well, thanks, Perry. It was a good discussion.
Thank you, Randy. Now I feel like I'm going to have to go wash my hair.
And eat another candy bar.
All right. I'm Perry Romanowski.
And I'm Randy Schuler. We're the Beauty Brains. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for listening.